Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Isn't it great to be back?
It is fantastic.
No, why are you lying? You don't want to be here.
I always want to be
here. Your hair looks really good, by the way.
It does. See, I told you bangs worked. Do you like the bangs?
Well, they're starting to look like bangs. At first, they just looked like...
Wisps
of dental floss.
No, because... you can't have thick bangs for me because I have a cowlick and it's separate.
A what?
A cowlick.
A cowlick?
A cowlick.
What's a cowlick?
A cowlick. What is it called? A cowlick?
I thought you meant a cowlick.
A cowlick. And then he licks.
A cat lick?
I have some catnip in my hair. But do the bangs look nice now?
It's starting to look better, yes. First of all, Julie Kidd's coming in, and she's going to be here in a minute. She just won the contest on The View. If any of you ladies watch The View, she won the Funniest Housewife. What's it called?
Funniest Housewives Competition?
Yeah, on mm-hmm. The View.
I know.
And she won
That's
a trip.
So fun.
She won a trip to Hawaii, and she's going to tell us all about that. And then after she comes in, we're going to mention all our new friends from Facebook who like us, and we'll mention them by name because we love them and we're so happy.
And we're thankful and appreciative.
We're so thankful and appreciative and wish everybody a wonderful holiday. But first, here she is. Come on in, Julie. It's Julie Kidd.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Steph. I miss you.
I miss you too. It's been too long.
I know.
Mazel tov on your win.
You're welcome.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
I want to hear everything. You must be, you're a celebrity now. You're famous.
I know. I mean, I feel like I'm famous, you know, in like a 2 mile radius is all, really.
No, that's not true. You are broadcast throughout the land.
That's right. That is
fantastic.
Awesome.
Fantastic. I know. I finally got booked at a couple of local rooms that I couldn't even book, you know, coffee houses. They're finally booking me.
So what did you do? You call them up and tell them I won. How do they know? Do they know, or do you have to tell them that you won this thing?
Well, because I plastered it all over Facebook like an annoying, you know, person promoting myself.
Yeah. Which you should.
I finally stopped. I was so annoyed with myself. I went out of control posting stuff. And I'm like, what am I doing? But it was exciting. And, you know, I'm really, it just kind of gave me the confidence to, you know, get into my, to premiere my Single Mom the Musical, my one-woman show.
Yeah.
And I'm scared to death, well, but I'm doing it.
Okay. She has an awesome voice, too, I want to say. Like, I've seen her do pieces in stand-up when we've done shows, and she sings certain little things that I would never attempt because people would leave.
Oh, yeah, you did it. She did it on The View.
Right.
I did.
Yes, you did. Were you scared?
That was one of the first ones that I ever wrote. The rent will be due tomorrow. And so I'm doing that song. I have about 20 songs now. And so I'm going to be singing the songs and I'm tap dancing to about 8 of them. And then I do some stories and stand up.
Well, so where are you going to do the show now?
It's premiering Mother's Day weekend 2013. And the first show is going to be Saturday night, May 11th at the Encore Dinner Theater. And I'm going to do kind of a red carpet event. And then Sunday, which is actually Mother's Day, May 12th. 2013, I'm going to do a brunch, but I'm going to do a late brunch so we can drink and feel good about it.
Nice.
At 2 o'clock on Sunday.
I love drinking on Mother's Day.
I'm really scared, but I've been doing this for planning it for 20 years. It's time.
Wow. Yeah. Are you promoting all that? The red carpet thing and the show?
I just picked the dates and we just negotiated, you know, the contract and finished that last night. So I'm in the middle of updating my website, and that's going to start promoting heavily like next week.
Well, that's so exciting.
I know.
I'm really excited for you. So are you, what is it called again? Say it again. So everyone
it's knows. Called Single Mom, the Musical.
Single Mom.
Where's this theater?
It's in Tustin. It's real beautiful. It used to be the Curtain Call Theater in Tustin, and now it's the Encore Dinner Theater and Club, and it's beautiful. It's all renovated and beautiful booths, kind of a Vegas feel. Mm. It's really fantastic, and it only seats probably a little over 200, so I don't feel so overwhelmed trying to, you know, get 1,000 people seeing my show.
Do you have a director, or are you doing it yourself, or...
I'm doing pretty much everything myself, but my piano player, who started out my piano teacher a year ago, and then I asked her to come on board, and so she's doing all the piano, and she's brilliant. And she directs, you know, some kind of local theater, you know, community musicals.
Listen, I have to ask you about all the people on the View, like all those women. Can you tell me? I'm dying to know
anything you want to know. First of all, tell us the whole. Start that. Do you know who the guest was? Dr. Phil on my day, and I had no idea. And you know my history with Dr. Phil. He hates me.
Yes.
Wait, I don't know that. Tell that story. I forgot.
Well, I did his show years ago, like 5 years ago, to promote my tap dance fitness video. Mm-hmm. And he hated it. And he made fun of me. And the audience was laughing so hard. I was so depressed. He's like, "You're a horrible mother. You know, doing all this tap dancing. You need to pay more attention to your kids." It was a nightmare. So I was so depressed. And then I thought, well, in a few months, I'll be over it. And then they freaking re-aired it, repeated the show. So I've kind of been scarred ever since. So here I'm going to go to The View and do my comedy set for the competition. And I don't even know he's the guest. And about a day before, someone sent me an email and said, "By the way, was this planned?" So I kind of freaked out. And then when I got there, I didn't make any eye contact with him. He stood right next to me in the green room. I couldn't even look at him. I was so embarrassed. And I didn't want anything to ruin, you know, my chances for, you know, with the show and my, you know, my energy and stuff. So I totally ignored him.
But you said
he kind of stared at me like, "I know you, bitch. Come on."
Do you think he remembered? Yeah, you could. Anything, yes, you could say.
So anyway, so that was kind of freaky. But the girls are great. Whoopi Goldberg is awesome. I sat in the makeup chair getting my makeup done with her. And she was so cool. And, of course, Sherry Shepherd. You know, have you met Sherry, Stephanie?
No, I never met her.
Oh, I met her about 18 years ago. She's hilarious. And I've always, you know, watched her career. And she was so gracious. And then, you know, Joy Behar is her usual edgy self. But after I did my set, you know, they were very complimentary and, "Oh my God, you're so funny." And Joy was saying, "Why are you headlining?" I mean, all these things that you want to hear.
There was a contest that you were in with Joy Behar years ago. What was that?
Well, I did The View 13 years ago for the same contest, Hilarious Housewives. And it was me, two other girls, and we were all on the same day. And I didn't win. A woman she was probably 80 years old, Adrienne Harrell, she called herself Chaotic. She won. So, you know, I had a nice little trip, and they paid me to do it, but I didn't win. So it was kind of nice coming back and taking the crown away.
Oh, that's so great.
So
you look really, I just want to say, you look so relaxed.
Yeah.
And you really did. And I know how hard that is to do, because I've been nervous before myself doing it. And you just look so relaxed, so confident, so calm. You were really yourself. You really were.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Steph.
Yeah. I think you did an amazing job.
If you were here, she would kiss you right now.
I would make out with you with tongue.
I would make out with you anytime. Well, you know what's so funny, though, Stephanie? And you'll know what I mean. I've watched it once. I can't watch it again. Because there's a couple little things in it that I'm like, what the heck? Like, who says gah? Who says that on national TV, you know? So some things kind of made me cringe.
I love that.
But overall, I was happy and so excited to win. And I'm going to Hawaii. I leave February 3rd.
So you won the contest to Hawaii. And so is everything working smoothly regarding that?
You know, it wasn't at first, I have to tell you. First, they said I won a week in Hawaii, but I only won 4 nights in 5 days.
That's typical.
Which is actually plenty, because I only have so many outfits, and I'm going with a really cute guy. So that worked out, actually.
Is it the guy I met at the coach house that night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't he cute?
Yes, he was very,
another
very
black
cute.
Dude?
Yes, of course.
Another black dude, very of course. Hot black, you know what dude. They say, once you go black, you get pregnant. So.
Yes, he was very cute.
Yeah, I really like him. We've only been dating for, you know, 4 months, and it's going really slow. And so here I'm, you know, taking him to Hawaii.
Speed it up.
So I know, it's crazy.
The kids are going with you?
Oh, hell no. No, just me and him. I don't even take my kids out to lunch, let alone Hawaii.
That's I'm glad that they followed through on the prize, because I remember when I did Star Search, the winner was supposed to get like a show of some sort, and they never called her. Like, she never got anything except money. I mean, money's good too, but they promised her like a network sitcom or something, and they never answered a call. So I don't know. So I'm glad you got the Hawaii trip.
You know, there was a lot of restrictions. You know, I couldn't go this day. I can't go this day. You can't fly out of Orange County. So there was a lot of restrictions that got me frustrated, but I finally got it booked. We're leaving February 3rd.
Did Dr. Phil remember you, you think?
He literally, I swear to God, in the green room, he stood right next to me, to the right side of me, with like an inch away. And he was kind of looking at me like, are you going to say something? But how could he remember me? But I was like all paranoid, totally freaking out. And I decided I wouldn't even acknowledge him. And then he kind of walked around like he had a whole entourage. You know, he had one person holding his coat, you know, one person holding his cell phone and, you know, whatever. God. So he kind of walked around and said something to the assistant or whoever she was. And then he walked around where he was kind of facing me. And he kind of looked at me and I just kept looking away. So then I took a picture of him. I snuck and took a picture of him in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I was going to send it to Cindy Burns, you know, my stepsister, just like, yeah. Hey, you know, just to be silly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but I put my phone down. I acted like I was, you know, reading an email. And then when I went back to get the picture, it was gone.
You think he erased it?
One of his people erased it.
It's probably, you know, who are the people, you know, your bodyguards or I don't know. It was weird. Like, how do you take a picture and then it's gone?
Wow.
And you can't touch someone's phone. Isn't that illegal? To like erase.
Yeah, so maybe they have some kind of security system that deletes that stuff.
It's a Dr. Phil conspiracy.
Was his wife there holding his hand? Did she come out at the end?
No, I think she was in his briefcase or something, resting. I don't know. No, she wasn't there.
Do women like him? I mean, I can't believe he's doing a commercial now.
I don't like him.
So ridiculous. He's doing an Acura commercial. Why would you jeopardize your credibility like that? Or does he not even have any?
I don't know. I think he still has a, you know, an ignorant following, you know. I don't know. You know, I had such a bad experience, you know, on his show. And but now I just kind of laugh about it. And, you know, it makes for a good story, I guess.
So you sure you're going to be going to Hawaii now? You have the tickets?
Yep, I have the tickets and I have the reservation all in hand. And you know what I just realized? This guy that I'm taking is a huge football fan, like ridiculous. And I just realized after I booked the tickets, February 3rd is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
I know. I haven't told him yet. And our flight leaves at 2:45, and I think Super Bowl starts at 3.
He may have. Can I go if he declines?
Yeah, what are you doing on Super Bowl Sunday?
Nothing. I'm not into football, and I'm available. I'll just throw it. I have a toothbrush.
I haven't told him yet, but I'll just wait. You know, we're going regardless. Maybe we can watch it on the plane or something. Like if I get internet, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
He'll have to watch a replay. So now you can get. Can you say who you are and get into clubs like the Comedy Store and the Improv and stuff like that? Or
oh hell no! I know Joy Behar goes. You need to take this tape that we know of this show, and you need to be getting into headlining the Improv. And I'm like, Joy, it's a 2-minute tape. You know,
Joy, why don't you take the tape and bring it to the Improv,
don't you
Joy?
Call for me, Joy. Yeah. Can I open for you?
Exactly.
Did you say, Joy, can I open for you?
I'd like to open for Joy. Well, you know what? Sherry Shepherd, actually, who was the nicest. She's just so nice anyway. She's amazing and so damn funny. She asked for my business card, my comedy card. So if she comes out here to do some shows, you know, maybe I'll get to open for her. That would really be exciting for me.
That'd be cool. Was she in one of the Funniest Housewives shows?
She does comedy?
I met her about 18 years ago before she even did anything, you know, at all, you know, equal to fame or TV or entertainment. We did a Marine base and she was there. And I thought I was horrible, but I just thought she was brilliant.
Is Mario Cantone as funny in real life as he is as a character?
You know, he always has kind of a serious look on his face.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like he didn't like me that much. Or maybe he's just really guarded. But Whoopi Goldberg was amazing, and Joy Behar was great. Oh, Barbara Walters was fantastic. She doesn't even realize how famous she is. She just kind of walks around like I don't know. They were all very gracious and very humble.
Is Barbara Walters alive? Still?
Yeah. It could have been. Yeah. or
do they prop her up like Bernie?
She's been famous for like 60 years.
Wow.
I mean, she used to host the Today Show when I was a little kid in the early
How old is she? 80?
60s.
She 80?
Yeah, I think she's like in her 80s. Wow. And you know what was really neat is after the show, because I was there twice within a few days, I got to give her a big hug and tell her I love her. And I've always been a big fan of hers. I think she's great.
I'm kind of obsessed by Mario Cantone because he's one of the few people in my life that can make me throw up from laughter. Like, I laugh so hard.
He's great. Oh, I got a picture with him in the green room. Yeah, he was really nice. He's a little bit guarded. And
he looks quiet.
When I was there doing my set and I kind of looked at him when I said, you know, when I talked about the lullabies, my son always wanted show tunes. You know, I kind of gave him a look. And he, I thought he handled that really well. He said, oh, I noticed that you looked at me on that and he was cool.
I watched
them. My favorite, but he was great. And then when I went back to, you know, when I won, Philip Phillips, who won American Idol this past season, was there. Now that was awesome. We rode up in the elevator together and I got to sit there or stand there while he played the guitar. It was really cool. And then when we were in the green room and I wanted to get a picture with him, my producer segment guy, you know, went up to his, whoever he is, and said, you know, he was right there, but he didn't talk, and said, oh, Julie wants a picture. And he goes, oh my gosh, are you the girl that just won the contest? And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh my God, that's so amazing. You won, you're going to Hawaii. And I'm like, amazing. You just won American Idol. Yeah, you know, he was really gracious too. So I got a picture with him and that was fun.
Oh, that's so fun. I did watch all the faces while you were doing your set and they were all really like laughing. They were enjoying it. You know,
I was shocked. Like, you couldn't really hear the audience that much, but I was pretty excited about the applause break and the laugh. I knew they'd be a good audience, but they really exceeded my expectations. So it made me feel really, really special.
Here, let me play a second. Let me play a little bit of it. And I'm also going to play the judges' comments afterwards, okay? And then we could talk about that. Let's listen to this.
The most about my kids when they were little was singing them lullabies at bedtime. My one son wanted show tunes, so I'd get them all tucked in, stroll up and down the hallway. The rent will be due tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar I'll have to borrow to pay rent. My son would get so excited, join in the chorus. We'll borrow, the rent's due tomorrow. Eviction's a day away.
There you go.
Wow.
I know. You even are amused by yourself, aren't you? Don't you look?
The whole thing was amusing. I was like, you know, I felt good about it. I felt good about it until, you know, when you watch it back and you go, oh, God, why did I do that? Why did I have that look?
Stephanie's out of her mind when she watches her stuff. Or she won't even watch most of it.
I didn't even watch it. I did that Marie Osmond show. How long ago? 3 months?
I just watched
it yesterday. Yes. I just watched it.
Oh, my God.
It.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did it like in October. When was it?
It was October.
October. I just watched it yesterday.
You're kidding. What do you mean? What show? What Marie Osmond?
She has a talk show.
On Hallmark.
On the Hallmark channel.
You think nobody saw you? Oh, my God.
I know. A couple people.
Yeah,
couple people
on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, my God. That's exciting. Did you post it on Facebook, or are you way more humble than I am? I just brag.
No, I'm going to post.
I can't stand myself anymore.
I'm going to post it for her on Facebook. I just want to make sure that it looks good first.
Well, he wouldn't. He said, can I post it? I said, you can't until I watch it. And I just watched it, seriously.
Yeah, she thought it was so horrible.
I thought it was so horrible, Julie. I couldn't watch it. And then I go,
I know.
Huh, that wasn't so bad.
Didn't you feel better about it? Yeah,
so much better. For 3 months, I was horrified, like, by myself. And then I was like, huh, that wasn't so bad. And I didn't look so fat. So that was good. Like, my big thing is to be funny first, and then fat second is my big problem.
That thing.
You look nice.
When I
that
went back
pink.
To win and claim my prize, yeah. I left the outfit I was going to wear in my dressing room. So I wore this turquoise shirt on the Monday when I won. And I can't even look at it. I'm so fat in it. I freaked out. I know that feeling. I'm like, what is that stomach? Yeah, I freaked out.
And the pink looked really nice on you. That was when you did it, right? I like the pink.
I loved the pink.
The beautiful.
And then I have a really big TV at home. So when I got home from New York and watched it, I was horrified. So I did just start Weight Watchers. I'm on Weight Watchers, getting ready for my Hawaii trip. I have 7 weeks to lose like 50 pounds.
Yay. Everybody's very proud of you.
I'm working on it.
So then Barbara Walters comes out after you finish your set, and she greets you. That's the first thing. Let's listen to that.
So, all right, let's let's see what the judges say. Ahead,
you know what?
She put her arm around you. How did that feel?
I know. I was so happy.
Did you want to tickle her?
Did you feel like
I
you
did.
Were?
I felt like she was my grandma for a second.
Oh, how cute is that?
Usually when people just do kid jokes, it's just like, oh, wow. But you know what?
That's Sherry Shepherd. Yes.
Yeah.
And she thinks she's heard lots of people do kid jokes. Yes. Is that why she made that comment?
Yeah.
You took people on a journey with your family. I didn't expect where you were coming from. I loved it. So great. So confident. I have to say.
Did you hear what she said? I mean, were you taking it in?
Yeah, I heard what she said. I was kind of in a weird zone because I didn't know if they were going to, like, you know, say things that were negative or, you know, I just didn't know. And Joy Behar, she's a tough critic, man.
Let's hear what she says.
Okay. This is what experience looks like. Yeah. This young lady came, what was it, 12 years ago and did a set. She's been working on it all these years, and it shows. It shows. She's fluid. She's confident. She's natural. It wasn't as if it was line, line, line. It was like a whole essay you were doing. Terrific.
Now,
and you know what? She called you a young lady. So that.
That made me feel good. But I thought that was weird when she said essay. Like, yeah, did she mean monologue? What? You know? But I was shocked.
It was a multiple choice.
I was really happy. I was like, whoa, okay.
Can you read that joke back to me again?
Last time you deliver your jokes like a multiple choice question. But
apparently,
this time it's more like an essay. So that's good. That is a weird way to put it.
You
actually
look like you wanted Barbara Walters to keep hugging you. Like she let go of you and you look like you want
any
reward.
Oh my
lost.
God, I can't believe you noticed that. Yes. I meant it for one second. You know how your thoughts are streaming. Yeah. I kind of put my arm back around her and I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, that was like when
I just wanted to be with her, you know.
Lucky,
so that's why
you
at
couldn't.
The end, I just went in for the hug. I kind of almost kissed her,
right?
And said, "I love you." And I'm like, oh, I was so creeped out about myself, but I couldn't help it.
You could have dipped her. That would have been fun. You would have broke her hip, though.
I did. I went in for a little kiss on the cheek. I'm like, Julie, no. But we do, you know, we just get in the moment and you get all caught up in it.
Oh, I hugged Marie like so
well,
many
that's,
times.
Yeah, Stephanie embarrassed herself too, Marie. Marie comes over to after her set and you know to congratulate her. Stephanie practically like knocked her over.
And she's little too, like she's this little petite thing. I jumped on her. I was like, oh
God, yeah, you just like envelop him in your arms.
It's embarrassing.
Thank you.
It's so fun, and I made her take a picture with us. Greg's like, don't ask her, don't.
You made her what? Take a picture?
Yeah, like I wanted to take a picture with her. I mean, you know, and Greg's like, don't ask. He gets really freaked out with like celebrities. He like hides. He hid from Gary Marshall. We were at the Falcon Theater.
Well, you know, the first time I was on The View, I didn't take all these pictures and do all these great things, and I regretted it.
Right.
So when I went back, I mean, I took pictures of the green room, like, you know, my name on the door, and, you know, I took the most random pictures, you know, my view out the window, things that people wouldn't care about. But I was really regretful that I didn't, you know, do more the last time. So I did it all this time.
You should post all that stuff on Facebook. I love that kind of behind the scenes stuff, you know, and very
few. Like you're, did you get a basket or did they? Like,
yeah. Didn't they give you a nice gift basket and stuff like that?
It was a bottle of water and a Snickers bar, pretty much. And I loved it. But I did post a lot. I haven't posted all the pictures because I got kind of annoyed with how I just kept posting stuff. People were like, "All Julie, like, I hate to, I mean, my butt was tight. It was too much. So I think I'll go back a little bit and kind of, you know, post more stuff. We'll see.
Marie gave Stephanie a mug, a fruit basket, and free tickets to her show in Las Vegas with Donnie.
Oh my God! I didn't even get a mug.
Can you believe that?
I wanted a mug.
I was so
excited.
I did get
a trip to Hawaii. I mean, I can't be.
Yeah,
too
you did bit. Get a trip. That is
but,
true.
Yeah, but that
but
was because you won.
The View doesn't pay for my trip. It's Orbitz and the hotel that sponsors it.
Right, right. Who do you have to deal with to get that stuff?
Who do I have to deal with to get that?
Like to get the tickets and everything. Do you have to go through the people at the View?
I had to go through Orbitz because they were sponsoring the tickets.
Oh.
And then St. Regis. I had to call the Princeville and Kauai and book it.
They don't do any of that for you.
And you know what's so funny, though, is I've sent the producers who did my segment a couple of emails. They won't even, nobody will even talk to me now. It's like they get you on the show and do all this and everyone, and they were phenomenal. I loved them. And now I'm not getting any love.
The more time I spend in Hollywood, the more I hate these motherfuckers. I'm telling you. fucking, they're so selfish. They use you. They tell you how great you are until they get whatever they want to squeeze out of you, and then they drop you like a freaking hot potato.
I know. I felt like, you know, a one-night stand.
Yeah.
A good one, but I kind of had to take a shower afterwards. But yeah, no love, nothing.
No.
Dropped me off the face of the earth.
And the people in our neighborhood are like that, too, because half of them are in the business. And they all have that attitude. You know what I mean?
I thought they were my big fans. Like, I started sending him pictures. I sent him I sent the producer a link to when my kids were on So You Think You Can Dance. They probably just were like, oh, she needs to go.
Yeah, she needs help.
It got bad. It got ugly. I got so braggy.
They're going to hire Dr. Phil's entourage to come and rub you out, young lady.
You're going to have to go on Dr. Yeah. Phil's to work
oh God,
out
Dr.
your
Phil.
Facebook
problem. Oh, my
problem.
God. And then the newspaper article did a big article about me on The View, and they mentioned the whole Dr. Phil thing again. I'll never be able to put it behind me, so I might as well embrace it.
Yeah, we posted it. I posted it on our Facebook page, that article and everything. So, listen.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the rest of that. So let's see what Joy Behar has done, and then we have to hear from Mario Cantone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty developed. It really is. Your writing is good. It's very developed. Your point of view is really good. It's different.
So
you have kind of a different life, and you are sharing it. I thought you were really, really funny.
Okay,
I noticed you looked at me when you said you sound like
Mario.
Theater.
We got a live show here, and we got to say goodbye. Thank you so much. You're really
terrific. Oh, you gave her a big hug at the end. So
that's when I went in for the kiss, Greg. That was the kiss and the I love you.
Do you think Mario Cantone wanted to have a little showdown with you and Barbara Walters had to stop it?
Yeah, well, they were running out of time. See, they wanted me, I was going to do another song, you know, and you know, I had that song instead of putting on the Ritz, mine's putting on the pounds, and they wouldn't let me do that song because of timing. And then they said I couldn't do the Rent Will Be Due Tomorrow song because of timing. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm doing it. No, I'm doing it.
Oh, you mean they told and you?
I kind of went a little bit over, I think, but that's okay. I got it in.
Oh, so you did it without you told them? They told you not to, and you did it anyway without getting permission.
No, they told me not to, and I said I have to. Please, I flew all this way. That's one of my signature pieces.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, but don't go over your time. You know, they don't want me to go over my time, which I understand. It's live TV, and it was live in New York, but I did it, so it kind of cut back on the critique.
Well, you can see that right at the end of his thing, when Barbara Walters was cutting off Mario Cantone, the credits already came up on the screen, like they were ready to end the show.
Yeah, so it got kind of crazy.
Did you have to go through your set with them to see what you could say
yes.
and not say? Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go through my set. I had to get it okayed. And then I had to do a run through. And I had to do all that.
Did they have the legal department was there, too? Did anyone talk to you from legal, or did they have a producer talk to you?
No, the producer on my segment, I had to run I think they had to run their jokes by somehow they are affiliated with Disney. And I think they had to run it by Disney or something and get the okay.
Right. It's they're owned by ABC is owned by Disney. And so the Disney legal department probably had to check everything first.
Yeah. I was kind of nervous about, you know, the whole presidential, you know, black kids, you know, wanted to be family friendly. But they loved it. So I did it.
Yay.
I like it's you had more freedom like on Marie. They're Mormon. So and also like I wanted to do my jokes about weight, you know, about Jenny Craig. And I didn't have to use Jenny Craig, but they wouldn't let me do anything on weight because I guess she had an issue with weight. You know, like I don't know if she's bulimic. I don't know what she didn't want. They didn't want that. So they said, stick to the kid stuff. But it was funny because and then I said something about my underwear and she got nervous.
She went, okay.
She's like, all right. Like she thought I was going to say, because they're very conservative, you know.
How much time did you do on that show?
I think, six?
Oh, it was about four minutes.
About four minutes.
Yeah. I'll play it for you right now. Here it is, Stephanie Blum on the Hallmark Channel, Marie.
Where you thought to yourself, this would make really good comedic material. Well, my next guest is a comedian, mom of three, who finds the funny in her everyday adventures and uses it in her stand-up routine. Now, she's been featured on HBO, at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York, The Laugh Factory, and The Comedy Store. Would you please give a big round of applause? And I'm so excited she's here, Stephanie Blum!
Thank you. I am so excited to be here. I have three kids. I have a 12-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and they're actually in the car, so I don't really have a lot of time. I'm kidding. I don't have a car. It's just very cute. They're standing outside. Very cute. I have a friend that has 7 kids. I don't know how she does it. Her outgoing answering machine says, I just can't. Beep! She's completely given up. You know, when you have 3, I love all my kids, but I'm sorry, the first one gets more attention. The third one, she's adorable. I just don't know where she is most of the time. She's very cute. She's very cute. You know, in the first one, you use that special detergent for sensitive skin, you know, Dreft, and then you sterilize the bottles. And then the third one, you just like with the pacifier, you're like, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. No, it's okay. Take it. Take it. And the baby books, I'm trying so hard. But the first one, you remember every single detail, right? The first one, you're like, oh, his first word was mama. And his teeth came in at 8 months. He walked at 10 months. And the third one, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Let me look at the other one. 8 months is good. 8 months? Yes. That's excellent. 8 months. And then he's not that bright. So 12 months walking. 12 months. 12 months. So sad. So sad. But I have friends that call me that don't have, they have grown kids. So they call me up and they're like, my house is chaotic. And I'm screaming, going, stop it. Don't touch that. What are you doing? I said, no. And my friend's like, should I call you back? And I'm like, why? Why? This is what's going on now. This is what's going to go on in 5 minutes next year. I'm married 20 years. And thank you. Yeah. Okay. That's right. We hate each other. Don't worry. We hate each other. But it's nice. And the thing is, how I keep my marriage together so long is I never go to bed angry. I haven't slept in 20 years, basically. My husband wants to spice up our love life, so he wants to do that role playing. He's like, Stephanie, I'll fulfill your fantasy if you fulfill mine. I'm like, great, me first, clean the bathtub. Because that is hot. It's hot. My mother-in-law, I love her, but she's like obsessively neat, and she's always bragging how clean her kitchen floor is. You could eat off of it. I'm like, you know what? Big deal. You can eat off of my floor because there's food on it. That's right. And I know grandparents get nervous, so she actually wanted me to take my son to the doctor because she said he wasn't blinking enough. I was like, well, maybe he's blinking when you're blinking and you're missing it. How do you know? Thank you so much. You guys have been so nice.
Thank you. Oh, that's a... Well, that's a great little piece for TV. And yeah. So, I want to see it. You're going to post it on Facebook when?
Yeah, I think Greg's going to...
Day or two, I'll probably...
I think I sent it to Cindy to...
No,
the
she
picture.
Didn't...
Did you send the picture to
I her? Sent her the picture. She was going to use it for your... You guys are in this show called Funniest Housewives of OC, correct?
Yeah, Funniest Housewives of Orange County. Yep.
And so are you guys doing that still on a regular basis?
Well, I think we're in hiatus because of the holidays, and then she's going to start booking some shows coming up like probably February, March,
so
April, something like that.
What's going to happen on Mother's Day when you have to do your show and they're going to want to do a show?
Well, I already told Cindy that I'm doing those shows. In fact, Cindy's my stepsister, so she's going to do about 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minute opening before I actually start the musical. Hey, Steph,
yes.
I'd like you to open one of my shows if you're available, too.
I would love it.
I want to see that.
I'd
not
be privileged.
For the Mother's Day, but after that, I mean, I plan on touring with Single Mom the Musical. So, you know, I always want some mom openers. So, if you're interested, I'd love to have you open, but just don't be that funny. Save that for
don't
me.
Don't worry about that.
Tone it down. Tone it down a little.
There's no problem.
Down.
There's no problem with that. You don't even have to say. You don't have to say.
Yeah, that would be great, though. I would love that.
After after there, how many dates do you have at Tustin?
Two.
Well, right? I just did those 2 dates to premiere, and then I have a really important Broadway, you know, producer coming to watch the show. So I'm hoping he'll love it and then, you know, want to produce me.
Well, you got to make your friends come and clap really loud and laugh really hard while he's there.
That's the goal. Believe me, I've got a lot of family coming and they're all buying tickets too. No more freebies.
Yeah, enough of that nonsense.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, $25.
Happy Mother's Day to me.
Yeah,
right?
Happy Mother's Day. Can you come to my show for $79?
That could be your Mother's Day present.
And all your kids are good? All your kids? She has three kids, right?
She has three black kids, like Spielberg, right?
I got three black kids. Proud of it.
And the typical housewife.
And they're dancers, professional dancers.
Two are dancers. That? One is actually in prison, and he's in fire camp. You like how I say that?
What's
like,
fire camp?
No, it's true.
What is that?
I've had quite a life, so why don't I bring it to the stage?
What's fire? What I mean? Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see that. What's fire camp?
He's training to be a fireman.
Oh, so it really is fire.
Yeah.
It's fireman camp.
Right.
I think that's what they call it.
In jail, they do that?
What they do is then, you know, when we have all these fires in California, they hire these prisoners to fight the fires, but they train them first. So, you know, it's a privilege to be asked to go to fire camp, and it's a whole different setting, and, you know, they're out in the forest, and they're in bunks and not, you know, clanking cells.
Do they try to run away?
It's a little bit more freedom. So he's really happy, and it's going to make him feel productive, and, you know, he's doing something, and he's training, and so far, so good.
What, can I ask why he's in prison?
He, for robbery.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't his fault.
Play that down or play it up. Yeah, he got around with the wrong kids at the wrong time. And what was exciting is he's been in jail for years, you know, since he's been about 14 or 15. And he has never seen me perform on stage comedy before. And I've been doing comedy 20 years. He's never seen me perform, but he got to watch me on The View.
Oh, that's so cool.
They let him watch from in prison?
So he loved it. He was so proud. And you
did
know,
he have
he's
to fight?
A big celebrity now.
That's my mama. Look
did
at
he,
her.
Did he have to fight for the channel in the rec room? You know, because they were watching.
Yeah, he had to fight for the channel.
You're like, that?
No, I think all of them were watching. When my other kids were on So You Think You Can Dance, and all the prisoners watched that too. They loved it.
Wow, he's like a little celebrity in
in prison.
In fire camp.
I know, isn't it so silly, huh?
Now, how many years is he in there for?
He has about 4 more years left.
That's amazing.
For
though.
Robbery? What
like
the hell is
people
that?
People who kill each other get like 2 years and they're out. How is
well,
that?
You know, he was part of the three strike, and it was robbery with a gun.
Oh, that's
how did our interview go here? It went from The View and excitement to my son.
He was
supposed to get life, so I was really grateful when he got 10 and a half years.
He got life? He could have gotten...
From robbery? And from...
He was on the three strike program.
Oh.
So he had a couple of little things before and then the third strike. So, he was supposed to do life, but they took away one of the strikes. So now he did 10 and a half. He's got 4 years left.
How old is he now?
He's 27.
Wow.
Oh, so
So it's been a long, interesting journey, but I think that we all have our own journey and things happen for a reason. And he actually helps a lot of the young gang kids coming in, you know, steering him in a better direction. And so he's making the best of it. And I think he's going to do great things when he gets out.
Oh, you must be so proud. Is he your firstborn?
He's my firstborn. Oh.
That's who you practiced on.
He's your baby.
Yeah, I know. Look what a good job I did, too.
The other two, he did okay.
Well, as long as you learn from your mistakes, that's what
the
counts.
The first one is like just a trial anyway.
It's
that's why you have
and
three.
The other two I kept, you know, in dance for so many years, and that's where Dr. Phil said I was also a horrible mom for keeping him in dance. And how can you have a relationship when your kids are dancing all the time?
Yeah, he should talk.
You know what? I'm actually have to make another call.
She has to make another call. She's breaking up with us on radio.
I know, but I miss you so much, and I want to do a show with you, and I want you to open one of my shows.
I would
love that.
That
would mean a lot to me.
And where are you next? Do you want to promote like what you're doing next?
I'm going to be the weekend of January 12th. I'm going to be at Surf City Comedy Club in Huntington Beach.
Oh.
And I think Jason Stewart's headlining that one. And then I'm doing another, the same people, Bob Perkel and Jeff Capri, you know them. They do another show in Corona at the M15 or something like that. You can go to juliekid.com or thefunnymom.com and see my schedule.
Funny Mom.
And then I'm going to be, taking a couple trips. And then I'll be back doing some more shows. Doing some stuff for some women's organizations and some radio shows. Not as nice as yours.
No, we're the best.
I'm just kind of getting out there, and I really, you know, trying to promote Single Mom the Musical.
I'd really like to see that. Will there be any men at that show? Or if I come, will I be like this weird gay guy?
You know what? I think that you'll be a weird gay guy regardless.
Oh, yes. That's true.
You come to the show or not. There is men coming. I'm surprised. My friends are like, I'm going to bring my husband. I'm like, all right. But you know what, Stephanie? Our house, the funniest housewives of Orange County, that attracts a lot of men, too.
Yeah, we get men. And they're not gay.
No.
And they're not gay. You know, we just, we make them laugh. They like to see what makes women tick, and we give it all to them.
Oh, boy. I had enough of that. I don't know. All right, we'll see. Thank you, Julie. You're the best.
Thank you, Julie. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love you guys. I'll see you soon, Steph.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
And I mean it. I'm not like not like L.A.
Not
love
like
you.
Not like Barbara Walters
no,
love you.
No, not like
yeah.
when I hug
yeah,
you.
We'll hug it out next time.
Yeah, you'll think I'm your grandpa when I hug you.
Oh, I'm pretty old.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
That was fun. Did you think she got nervous when we were talking about her son?
Oh, you think that's why she had to go all of a sudden?
I don't know. How long was
she's like, how are we talk? My son's in prison. And I talked about it on the radio. I got to go. I got another call to make. I got to call my son in prison, see how he's doing. Oh, my God. That was frightening. Well, I thought she was joking at first. Like, with comedians, you never know when they're telling the truth. You're the same way. Like, you never know when Stephanie's going to be
telling the truth or
like,
not telling.
Yeah, like, a lot of it is based on the truth. And then a lot of it is
Exaggerated truth,
like extrapolated yeah. from the truth. Yeah. And then you have stuff
just
that
a lie.
Right, that has nothing to do with reality. So when Julie Kidd, you know, you think she has black kids. Okay, so she's trying to be funny. One of them's in prison. Ha, ha, ha. But she's serious.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
She's had an interesting life. And she has two other kids who are really talented dancers. And her daughter's been on, like, So You Think I Could Dance. Like, she's been in competition. She's in Europe. She's really beautiful, too. I met her, actually, at
one
of
the
shows.
You think maybe Dr. Phil was right about her? Like, she spends too much time trying to get herself and her kids on TV?
No, I don't think that. I think that it probably, like she said, saved them in a way. Sometimes when you're involved...
Yeah, give them something to do.
Yeah, that's productive. They became... excellent at what they do, they love it.
If, like, the first one would have learned dance, he could be dancing prison.
And she also was younger and a single mom, you know what I mean? Like, when she had her first one.
She was always a single mom. She was
yeah, but she was
married.
An old, you know, she was, I don't know how old she is now, but she was, he's going to be 30 years old.
Yeah, he's 27.
So she was like.
And she has three kids, they're all black, and they're all from three different
right.
black men,
so
and she wasn't married to any of them.
She's busy.
Is that what her show is about?
I think she squeezes that in.
It's a musical.
It's well, she's very funny.
Does so she do any black music?
No, no. There's no black music. She just likes black guys. I don't know. Maybe she likes black. But I'm saying she talks. I like that she doesn't hide that. I mean, that's who she is. And it's funny because she doesn't look like that's who she'd be.
No, she's a blonde, typical, you know, housewife.
Housewife. Yeah, I mean...
Does she introduce her black boyfriends when she's on stage?
No, they're... I don't... No, I just happened to meet one. He was very cute.
He was?
I don't know if it was her boyfriend yet. I think they just met. It was a couple of months ago.
Maybe she just likes the big, long Johnson.
Who doesn't? Really? Who doesn't?
I thought you said mine was perfect.
It is for someone who doesn't like the big black one.
But I thought you liked, you're just saying you like the big black one. You've mentioned many times on this show that
I've never been with a black man though, so I don't know.
But when you were looking at pictures of Corey, our gay friend.
Yeah, but I didn't see his privates.
Yeah, but he has a giant package.
All right.
And you said, I want to, let's see his package.
I think it would hurt me now. I'm in menopause.
Everything
are very
hurts.
Dry.
It's hurt. Everything hurts.
Things
you.
Are very dry and old and crusty.
Hey, stop talking about me like that. I'm like a 19-year-old. I have the libido of a black man in prison.
What?
I'm telling you.
Maybe you should go.
A black firefighter. That was just amazing.
She does the good thing. I mean, there's a lot of good things about Julie, but she has a dance background. Number one,
right.
She was a dancer, and she sings. So within her, besides doing stand up, she can do the dancing and the singing, which makes it much more of a variety in her show, which is an asset, I think, because I can't dance. I could barely bend down. And I cannot sing, even though I took singing lessons.
Yes, I remember.
It didn't help.
I remember paying for those.
You didn't pay for them.
I paid for
one.
Them.
I had a job. And I paid for
that. That was the same time you made us get a second cat, which was a nightmare.
Yeah, I want another dog.
No, we're not getting another dog. It's not, you want to, you know, it's not fair to the dog.
What are you talking about?
You're like, I want to go away. What are we going to do with the dog? The dog was depressed for 2 days. We went away.
But if he had another dog, he'd have a friend. He'd always have a friend with him.
She brings the dog.
He would always have a friend at the place.
You brought the dog.
It's like going with your brother to sleepaway camp. It's different than going by yourself.
You're saying to me that you would bring both dogs to a kennel.
Yes.
Or she brings them to these hotels in Beverly Hills for dogs.
Not
I don't know
in Beverly Hills. It was on Ventura and Encino.
Oh, it's the same freaking thing.
All right, I have to go.
No. They have waterfalls and all this
stuff.
There
was no waterfalls.
How come the dog was depressed for two days?
Because it misses us. And
it wasn't depressed when it got back from the first place.
Yes, it was. It was the same thing. He's disoriented and confused.
Well, we're taking the dog on an RV trip next week to Legoland, so we'll let you
He'll
know how.
He'll be very depressed.
We'll let you know how that goes.
When he's stuck in an RV all day, how is he going to go to the bathroom?
You'll have to put down his little pad.
And he's going
to
stay there. What if he eats the couch?
He'll have to go in a little. We'll have to bring a little cage.
And keep him there all day.
Don't you think?
That's so sad.
I'll put the air conditioner
on. Maybe I should leave him with someone, a friend or something.
I want to take him. It'll be fun.
It's not
there's a place called Dog Beach in San Diego. We're going to take him there.
Okay. Good luck.
Why are you yawning again?
I have to go.
Oh, you're the worst.
What are you talking about?
You're not nice to me at all.
How long have we been on? Oh, it's not even an hour?
No. Listen.
Wow.
Wait a second. Before we go. This is for my cousin, Karen. She's about to have a baby, and she wants a doula. We had a doula, and this is what happened to us. All right. Have a great holiday. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
StephanieAndGregShow.com.
The baby's due. Is it 12 days or 11 days?
I don't know. 26. What
babies
is that?
The baby's due in, like, 12 days. And we are totally unprepared. You're pretty prepared. You got all of your...
I got diapers and wipes.
And that's for me.
And exactly. And then I have a pacifier, which also for you. And what else? I got some onesies and call it a day and a bassinet.
So what else do you need? You don't need anything.
I don't know. I need someone to help me with my hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't need to hear about that.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I tell you too much. But... it's not pretty.
I can't help you with your hemorrhoids.
No, I asked the doctor while she was in there if she could work on my hemorrhoids and give me a little liposuction. But she said that's not her area. It's not her area.
It's not her area of expertise,
that's
obviously.
Right. So I'll have to work on that later.
Well, tell me about, like, you know, don't you feel sad that you've never experienced the pleasure of vaginal birth?
Not at all. I still feel like a woman. There are some women that, because they don't have the vaginal... I've had two C-sections, and this will be my third. And I'm fine with that. Take it out how you have to take it out. I'm no hero. Then I had a doula the last time who was against C-sections.
Wait a second. You got to explain what a doula is.
A doula is...
Because you know what? That's one of those things where, you know... I'm 47 years old. I think I know a lot. I think I know, you know, it's very rare that somebody says something that I've never, ever heard of completely, just have no idea. Oh,
posthumously?
One day she says, you say to me, oh, we're getting a doula. I'm
right.
Like, okay, first of all, what is it? And secondly, how much does it cost?
How's the energy, though? Is it better today?
Your energy?
Yeah, I'm working on it. My loving husband says I don't have enough energy and I sound like I'm drunk on the radio, which I wish I was, but I'm not. But, you know, I'm barely breathing carrying a human. You try to make a human.
You can't even make a chicken.
I know. So this is big.
So you had a doula.
Oh, yeah, I had a doula. So
for the second birth, the first birth, the baby was... Oh, so you're... The first birth, the baby was transverse and... the umbilical cord was wrapped around his legs.
Right. So I had an emergency C-section.
After 26
Forever.
Hours of labor.
Drugs, Pitocin, beatings. I don't know. You don't want to hear a doctor say when he's checking if you're dilated, huh, I've never seen this before. You don't want to hear that. And then remember I had an epidural with Alana, my second, and the nurse passed out. Yes. The nurse was holding me sitting up. You know how they hold you for, well, I don't know if everyone knows. They hold you like for an epidural and they give you a shot in your back. They have to find the nerve or not hit the nerve in order to numb
It's actually a shot. I believe it goes between the...
The nerves.
Between the spine, the discs.
Right, so you have to be really careful. So they had a student practice on me, which kept hitting my nerve. And I'm sitting up. Finally, the doctor did it. And my nurse holding me in the front said, I need someone to fill in because I'm going to pass out. I feel nauseous. Well, I feel nauseous that my nurse is nauseous.
And then I'm standing outside the door, and all of a sudden this nurse comes running out, and she's like, I'm going to throw up.
Maybe you should get that sound effect for that.
I have one. I'll get it.
All right. We'll work on
it. But anyway, that she did come running out, and then Stephanie said, please, from now on, make sure nobody ever works on me who's not a doctor.
Right. It's horrifying. And the night nurses are so angry. They're so... I don't know if they don't want to be there at night. She's like... My night nurse was like, you need to take a walk and you need to walk around after surgery. Okay, bye. I'm like... Just had a C-section. I'm like... I'm hunched over. I could barely get out of bed. And then I was like, do you have anything to eat? She brought me like stale crackers. You weren't there to protect me. You went home.
Well, I couldn't stay there the whole time.
You really need someone to stay with you and help you because they don't help you. They don't help you. And then I asked for drugs, pressed my button. They're like, wait a minute. We have to go downstairs and unlock the drug. I don't care what you have to get. I don't care if you go in the corner and make an exchange. Just get me my painkillers. That's the it's a hospital. I'm in pain. Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
So now this time, you're scheduled for a C-section at 7 o'clock in the morning.
7:30.
Now, why do you have to be at the hospital at 5:30?
Because you got all that paperwork and...
I'm not getting up at 5:30.
You got to prep me for surgery, give me drugs, put on that pretty nightgown.
Well, oh, the one that with
the pretty socks
that you tie in the back.
Yeah,
and then
your tushy hangs
out. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, and then I have to put on my sockies because the floor is cold.
Oh, I see you're looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to a little relaxation.
So did we ever finish telling the story about the doula?
No, we never even explained what a doula was.
A doula, is a woman who's... Like those mad breastfeeding freaks that won't allow you to have a child unless you promise to breastfeed. The doula are the ones who force you to have a vaginal birth, even if it's against your will and the will of your doctors.
And they're into,
and they're militant. They're militant about it.
And, they sit there and help you hold your hand and massage you.
So for 30 hours, she's in labor. And this doula is sitting there the whole time, practically passing out because she didn't sleep, adding up how much money we owe her.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctors are like,
you can have a C-section now.
And she's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Keep trying.
I should have done it. I should have done it then. I waited and I wound up having one anyway. So you know what? I'm going right for it.
Yeah, they already have the scar.
Take my baby, please.
Ha!
I'm doing it, and I'm doing it quick. It's actually more relaxing to know when you're having it, what's happening, what time, what day. Because waiting for a child is just, you don't know when. You're like, is that a contraction? Is that a contraction? Did I make it in my pants or did my water break? It's like there's a lot of questions unanswered.
Yeah, it's very... ambiguous at times. You don't know. Is that a real contraction? Is it a false contraction?
And most of the time, the baby, two of them were late.
What's that other one?
Gas?
No, there's a contraction.
Braxton Hicks
contraction?
Yeah.
No, it was a Hickey contraction.
It's just a Braxton, but not a Hicks. If you got a Braxton Hicks, it's a whole nother story.
And you
got
to take classes and you got to...
Tony Braxton.
You got to help your wife and then she yells at you and curses because you're trying to make her feel better. And she's like, you have no idea what I'm going through.
Did I do that to you ever?
You bastard.
I never yelled at you.
Did I? You bastard, I'll get you for this.
Stephanie's. Life is
meaningless. StephanieandGregShow.com.
Remember we had when Noah was two, our first child, I finally said it's time to get a babysitter. And so we met this woman in our building in Brooklyn that was a nanny and a nurse, and she said she could come up and babysit. And in the middle of the interview, she started crying.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Because she said, and it's sad, but bizarre, because maybe you need to work on your interviewing skills, that you shouldn't say this when you're being interviewed for that kind of job. She said that her husband stole her baby and took him back to Ecuador. So, yes, welcome to my home so you could watch my child to take the place of your child.
And I'm
Greg,
like,
is like, well, how much does she charge? Maybe we could get her for less. You would like hire a nanny or a nurse if they had no legs and arms, as long as they were cheap.
As long as they could massage me with their stump.
Oh.
Greg and Stephanie's. Life is meaningless.